just wanna party, we will party hard.
It's Middays with Mannix and Mannix, Jeff and Taylor on the microphones. About a half hour to go in our finally Friday edition before we hand it off to Eli for the PM jab at 2 o'clock. We will play Mannix versus Mannix to finish it off strong, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. But now it's time for the main high school sports weekend preview, and for that we are joined once again by Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports. Michael, thanks so much for joining us again, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope you guys are doing well. Also, I mean, it's the spring's off to a good start, and the weather's been pretty cooperative, so I have no complaints.
Yeah, so far so good, and the reason we're talking to you now is because, well, you've already covered a game today. Wyndham softball taking on Bonnie Eagle, and as I was following all the way through there, looks like the Wyndham softball team, in its opener, looked as good as advertised there, run-ruling Bonnie Eagle.
Right, and, you know, I think coming into the season, all eyes are on Cheverus and Wyndham, and I'll get a chance to see Cheverus and their unbelievable pitcher, Addison DeRoche, at 4:30 this afternoon. So it was split up nicely. If you're a fan of softball in the area, you could actually catch both of the favored teams. But, you know, actually, Bonnie Eagle hung tough with Wyndham early. They loaded the bases with one out in the top of the first, and Kennedy Kimball, who's now the Eagles' ace pitcher, she got out of that jam, and from there, Wyndham, they just do not have a hole in their lineup. They can really hit the ball 1 through 9. And as an example, their number 9 hitter today, Chloe Edwards, hit a home run, part of a big uprising as they pulled away and won that game. But, yeah, I mean, all eyes are on the Wyndham and Cheverus, and they're going to have two regular season showdowns. I think most people expect a third one in the regional final. And there's a lot of other good teams in this region, too. I mean, Gorham's off to a good start with a win at South Portland. Kennebunk's got some terrific pitching. Even Bonnie Eagle, I thought, was a really good hitting team as well. They're going to give some teams some fits. And Bella Hansen, their starting pitcher, looked really good for a couple innings, and her defense kind of betrayed her a couple of times. But there's going to be a lot of teams in the hunt, but there's no question who the front runners are. And, you know, Wyndham did their part today, and Cheverus is going to try to hold serve later on this afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, Michael, for those who want to check out more of your stuff, Jeff mentioned it, HoffersHighSchoolSports.com. It's also where I love the new newsletter there that you got out. You started doing the polls, as you mentioned, from back in your forecaster days, which I absolutely was embracing. And in that top, as you mentioned, softball, Cheverus and Wyndham 1-2. I won't ruin it for everybody else. They're going to have to go look at your website to get the other top ones there. But what makes Wyndham so dynamic after you got to see them today? I mean, what about them this year do you think gives them that opportunity to maybe unseat a team like Cheverus and Addison DeRoche?
Yeah, I mean, I think they like the fact that Cheverus is the favorite. And, you know, because last year Wyndham was the clear favorite. They couldn't, you know, they were good enough to win a championship. The problem is they ran into an all-time pitcher and just couldn't solve it in the regional final. But, you know, this year's team, there's no problem of motivation, right? They're hungry. They've got a lot of seniors. They know it's now or never. This is a team that, even though they are hungry and they feel pressure to win, you know, you see them laughing before the game. They're very loose. They're very confident. And, you know, like I said, this lineup, 1 through 9, is going to be as good or better than anyone they face. You know, Kennedy Kimball is one of the best pitchers in the league. She got some time last year, but it was mostly Brooke Geary's show. So now it's Kimball's turn. And, you know, Wyndham knows the assignment. They know what they have to do. At some point, they're going to have to solve Addison DeRoche and Cheverus, and, you know, to do that to get to where they want to go, and that's to win a championship. But, you know, this is a team that's been very strong for several years now, and, you know, several of these seniors have been a part of a championship team a couple years ago, a part of a couple near misses as well. And, you know, it's going to really be fascinating to see how these two teams jockey, and you know, is Wyndham going to be able to do what no one else could really do last year, and that's, you know, to solve maybe for one inning, one hit, like, you know, they had the one home run that Kennedy Kimball hit last year off DeRoche, and that was the big moment in the one game that Wyndham beat Cheverus. You know, they're going to need something like that one more time, and, you know, if they do meet in a regional final, it's just, I mean, the storylines are going to be incredible. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. It's April 25th, but, you know, I do like to look ahead, and the prospect of that game, I think you'd have an absolute packed house again. It would be really a celebration of Maine high school sports and girls' high school sports.
Yeah, should be really good indeed if we get it. What other, I guess, early season softball storylines are you following?
Yeah, you know, in Class B South, it's kind of interesting. You know, Greeley's off to a really good start. No one's really talked about them in the preseason, but they scored 32 runs in two games. So that, obviously that's a team that can post a lot of hits and a lot of runs. Freeport's off to a fast start. And then, of course, you've got York, the defending regional champs, who, you know, until otherwise mentioned, someone can figure them out, they're the team to beat. So early on, those teams are looking very strong. And, you know, like I said, in Class A South, there's a lot of good teams. And I think, you know, once you get that tier below Chevers and Wyndham, when you get teams like South Portland and Gorham and Scarborough and, you know, those kind of teams playing each other, you're going to have some really good, intriguing contests. And, you know, who's going to finish third, who's going to finish fourth. Everyone's going to want to avoid Chevers, but no one's going to want to be in Wyndham's bracket either. So watching that all play out over the next month plus will be very interesting.
Yeah, and heading to the baseball diamond, I know one of the games you covered earlier this week with Portland was an intriguing one. It's obviously Portland hasn't been able to get much field time, but they stepped on the mound against Marshwood. Can you tell us a little bit about both those programs and what you saw at Hadlock back on April 18th?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was a more like an extension of preseason. I mean, unfortunately for Portland, the game counted because they just really had spent so little time outside. And,
right. You
know, this is a team with a lot of new players and new places, and it'll be a process for them. I think you're going to see the Bulldogs be more and more competitive as the season goes on. And Marshwood's always there. I mean, it seems like they're in the quarterfinals, semifinals every year, one of the more competitive programs. And, you know, Class A South is going to be very fascinating, guys. Wyatt Netto, the star pitcher at Gorham, who's heading to Vanderbilt, he's going to get his first start today when they take on Sanford. In fact, he's on the mound right now. I think that was a 1 o'clock start. I'm so curious to see how that's going for him. But, you know, Gorham is still loaded in the pitching department. I think a lot of people view them now as a favorite in Class A South. But, you know, Scarborough behind Eric Swenson, the defending champs, someone's going to have to dethrone them at some point. South Portland, I expect, still going to be very, very good. Thornton Academy, I think, is going to be very tough. And Falmouth, you can never write Falmouth off, right? Not with Mike D'Andrea coach team. I know they lost some of their star players, but, you know, I think they're going to be heard from as well. They get a shot at Gorham next week, so they'll get an idea of where they stand. And you look at Class B South, you got Cape Elizabeth, you got Greeley. York beat Yarmouth in their first game 17-13, a wild one last week. I really didn't get reported up here. I had to do a little research on that to see what happened in that game, but York had an 8-run sixth inning to come back and win that game. And York can always hit, and you know, in that little bandbox that they play in down there at York, home runs are commonplace, and they're always going to put up a lot of runs. But, you know, this is a team that was just inches away from going to the regional final a year ago. Yarmouth beat them, and then, of course, Yarmouth beat Greeley on that down-to-the-last-strike crazy regional final victory, too. So they use kind of the usual suspects there. And, you know, next week you get games with Yarmouth playing Cape playing Greeley. It's going to be fun to see how, you know, early on, maybe who's ahead of the pack. But, you know, all these teams are going to be heard from as the season goes on.
Absolutely. And we'll shift course. Our time's a little bit limited with you today because of, the end of the show and other stuff we have to do. But you've obviously been at a lot of lacrosse stadiums over the last week here as well. Maybe give us some bullet points, if you could, from girls and boys lacrosse of what you've seen this past week and what's coming up.
Yeah, sure. Start with the girls because there were a couple of big showdowns this week. And just the other day, or just yesterday, in fact, Freeport beat Greeley, ended a 10-year skid at the hand of the Rangers. And along with that 9-game stretch where they couldn't beat them was last year's state final when Greeley built a huge halftime lead. Freeport roared back but fell a goal short. And they've kind of been biding their time waiting to get back at the Rangers. And it sure wasn't easy yesterday because Greeley had a 3-goal second-half lead before Freeport finally came back and won it. And with that victory, not only did they get some therapeutic revenge, if you will, but they also gave their longtime coach, Marshall Wood, her 200th career victory. So a big landmark, big milestone there. And those teams will meet again, I'm very sure. They don't play in the regular season, but expect a state semifinal or even another state game between those rivals. And Class A, Yarmouth, the defending champs, they got off to a fast start. They beat Falmouth. They beat York. Kennebunk's looking terrific in the early going. They had a big win over Greeley. So kind of the usual suspects there. And, you know, Class A guys, everyone I talked to and what I saw in the opener, it's clear that Falmouth is head and shoulders above the field, and they have the chance to, you know, maybe be an all-time great team, and we'll see what happens here over the next couple of months. But just a very decisive win over Thornton Academy in their opener. Scarborough gets a crack at them tonight, and Scarborough's coming in hot after beating Cape Elizabeth the other day for the first time in program history. So some cool storylines. You know, Cape beat South Portland the other day in overtime. There have been some really exciting games here in the early going, and there's some big ones on tap.
Yeah, and you mentioned Scarborough beating Cape Elizabeth for the first time. Scarborough is a proud program. I mean, you and I were reminiscing about the history of lacrosse and talking about how they're, you know, state champions over a Portland team back in the 2000s. I mean, this is a program that's proud. How big of a win is that for this group to see them be the first ones and maybe Scarborough having quite the special season? Because I feel like wins like that are the ones you accumulate along the way to those special seasons. It doesn't always end the storybook way, but that feels like one of those big ones for that program.
Yeah, I mean, not only was it really monumental and seismic, but they needed a win. They had lost their first two games to Windham and Marshwood. So, you know, 0-3 was staring them in the face, and it wasn't always pretty. They took an early 4-0 lead, and then they scored one goal the final 30 minutes of the game and had to hold on for absolute dear life, but they were able to do it. And certainly that's going to give them confidence going forward. And then Cape turns around and loses to York yesterday. So Cape is 1-2. They're an overtime win away from being 0-3. And, you know, we knew they were going to come back to the pack a little bit, so they've got some work to do. But, you know, I fully expect come June, Cape will be right there with PA and South Portland and Scarborough, you know, really trying, hoping to be the one to catch maybe Falmouth on an off day and maybe shock the world.
And, of course, as we're getting towards the end with you here, what else do you have in the works here for this week and some other big games maybe for people to catch this weekend or in the coming week?
Yeah, I mean, really today's the big day. There's not much on the schedule tomorrow, and that's probably good because I think it's supposed to rain. But, you know, like I mentioned, Addison DeRoche is going to make her season debut at 4:30 this afternoon when Chevrets goes to Thornton Academy. So if you're a softball fan and you want to see the greatest pitcher the state's ever produced, arguably, take the trip down to Saco and join me for that one. Now, Monday's got a couple of big games. I mentioned the Cape Yarmouth baseball game. That's a really a good early season battle in Class B South. And, you know, the Yarmouth girls lacrosse team goes to Chevrets. And Chevrets is one of those teams that's kind of quietly in the hunt, too, along with the young Thornton Academy team, who I got a chance to see yesterday, really impressed with. You got the York and Yarmouth boys rematch of that epic state final. That's going to be on Tuesday. And like I said, you know, Greeley and Yarmouth are meeting up in baseball as well. Later next week, you've got a showdown, Cape and Greeley. So, I mean, there's a lot of good games on the schedule here. Falmouth and Gorham baseball. I think next week might be baseball heavy for me at HoffersHighSchoolSports.com. But there's a lot of good games. You know, next week's really the week that everyone is up and going. I mean, some teams have played a game here, a game there. But there are some teams that haven't even started yet. And, you know, starting next week, we get like a 5-6 week sprint to the finish line where everyone's going to be playing like three games a week, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot to keep track of at that point.
Well, and I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about your Patriots fandom. Jeff and I have been talking about it all day, my man. So before we let you go, I need Hoffer's take on a little bit of this this Will Campbell draft pick and where you're sitting heading into today with three picks on the table for your New England Patriots, my man. What are your thoughts?
You know, I wish I could be more excited about it. I think he's probably going to develop into a good player. I just think at number four, you really want a superstar, a splash. And unfortunately, they gave away that they won that last game of the regular season last season, and it really hurt the draft status. So, you know, I certainly, everything I've seen and heard out of Will Campbell, it certainly gets me excited. It seems like he's very, very into proving the doubters wrong, and he really wants to be a Patriot and all that. It's great, but still a lot of holes to fill, guys. I mean, this roster is still one of the weakest in the league, and I think we're slowly heading in the right direction. I think we have the right guy as head coach, and be curious to see which direction they go tonight. Are they going to go more offense? Are they going to go more defense? And, you know, like I said, there's so many holes to fill, but it would be nice to see a few more playmakers at some point.
Michael Hoffer, again, now with Hoffer's High School Sports. Go subscribe if you have not done so already. He's got great in-depth coverage of all the high school sports in our area. Michael, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We'll talk again next Friday, all right?
Yeah, sounds good. We'll do the regular time next week, and thanks for accommodating me, guys.
You got it. No problem. Enjoy that second game of the day there in Saco today. That's Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports. We'll be right back to play Mannix versus Mannix, brought to you by Town Fair Tire, to close it out strong next.